a life-changing message by the Reverend Sam Crunchy Ankara.
Numbers chapter number 14, verse number 6 and 9. We started from Numbers chapter number 13, verse number 30 to 33. I couldn't read Numbers chapter 14, verse 6 to 9. I would like to start from there. But Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes. Verse number 7. And they spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, "The land we pass through to spy out is an exceedingly good land."
Caleb,
because the people were discouraged. When they heard the news that the land was made up of giants, and the giants were well fortified, and they lived in walled cities, so people started crying, just like when they heard about the 2 weeks lockdown. They started rushing to the market, wanting to buy some rice and maize and garri and beans to store. As a result of the panic and the fear, the market women also increased their prices. People have been calling my house, Mama Rita. People are buying food, but Mama Rita, we haven't bought any food yet. Mama Rita, can you bring us some provisions? Mama Rita said, "The God who has provided for us will provide for you."
Mama Rita asked me, "Onya mi wa ma ye biadi ne wa ma ye bidi asie no, sanya me kono so be ma unso bi."
The God who fed the woman of Zarephath in the days of Elijah, and the Bible says, "And oil and flour never ceased from her kitchen." That God is still at work, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will provide for you. Fear not. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You are not going back to Egypt. We have left Egypt. We have left Gaza. We won't go back. We will go forward. We will serve our God. The land of Canaan, it's a good land. A land that flows with milk and honey. That is where our eyes are focused on. Caleb said to the people, "Be quiet and let us go forward at once." Caleb said, "If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey."
Caleb said,
And then verse number 9, he says, "Only do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the land, for they are our bread." Number 1, their protection or their defense is departed from them. And then number 3, the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. Do not fear the situation. Do not fear what you hear. Don't fear the sickness. Don't fear the disease. Because God has already overcome. Somebody clap your hands and say, "I hear the word.
I hear the word."
We said there are types and kinds of war.
Yes, there's
military war, nation to nation, man to man.
Arm
to arms.
But
there is also a certain war against indiscipline, against bad driving, war against bad attitude. It's a war that Ghana, Africa, we are still fighting. We call it war against indiscipline.
Yes.
Negative, bad attitude. We are fighting against that spirit. Sometimes it can be war against famine and hunger and lack and shortage of food. Some of you, as soon as you heard the announcement from the president, you started fearing, how are we going to be sustained these 2 weeks, Lord? How? You will win this war in the name of Jesus. This war we are fighting is war against pestilence. It is war against diseases. Against death.
Any war.
And they've given it a very beautiful name, COVID-19.
Now your money differ COVID-19.
It is war that we are fighting. So some members of the Israelite camp were scared and afraid because of what they heard, because of what they saw. But Caleb had a different dispensation. Listen, be careful. When you see what everybody sees, you get everybody's result. Can I say it again? When you hear what everybody hears and you see what everybody sees and you confess what everybody confesses, you have their reward and their product and their fruit and you, oh Jesus. Be Caleb, be different.
Yes. Yes, sir, Caleb, no. And then you'll be a tear, and can you be a car, and soon you'll be a suit, and yes, sir, and yes, Adia, Ubatin, you'll be auntie, no, I and you'll be a year, yet it's a Caleb, no, Jan, when I'm so bad,
near Obiania, no, so the Husubania,
and it says Obiadia, no, Utiadia, Onya, Renusua, Usubania be.
Caleb saw differently.
Caleb, dear, oh, no, Strong Cocra.
Number one, he saw God's perspective.
He said,
God has removed their protection already. Can't you see that the people are defenseless? That's what I see. Number two, he saw God's purpose within the crisis. He said, you people see giants. Strong and in stature. But for me, I am seeing bread. They are bread in our mouth. You, he saw God's purpose. Number three, he saw God's promises. He said, if the Lord delights in us, he has made a covenant already. And so he is coming to fulfill the covenant. It's a promise. It's a covenant. What do you think God is?
Now this
is his name is Yahweh.
The
covenant keeper. His name is Elohim. The creator of the heavens and the earth. His name is Elion. The God Most High, our fortress and our protection. His name is El Shaddai, the one who supplies when there is nothing to supply.
Adonai,
the one who can change the rules for your sake. Hey, do you know the God that you serve? How do you see him? How do you see the problem? Listen to me. When God created you, yes, he gave you free will to make choices. He did. Free will. Make choices. Do whatever you want to do. But that free will is not without accountability. I call it, independence with accountability, or accountable independence. Just as in accounting, we have accountable interest. Yeah. The fact that they give you the money does not mean you spend it by hand. You have to account for it. God gives you the independence, free will, make choices, but you have to account. How did you use that independence? And how did you use that free will? And how did you use that ability to make choices in life? Listen and listen well. You have to account to God. What did you do with the political position he gave you? The money he gave to you have to give him an account. You have to give God account over the family, the children, the wife, and the children he gave you. What did you do with your wife? And what did you do with your children? God gave us the free will to make choices. But in the midst of the free will, in the midst of the independence, there is something he chose not to take away from us. His protection. His fellowship. His relationship with you. God does not underestimate, he does not underplay that fellowship and that relationship. It's so dear. It's key to him.
Every
morning when you wake up, God wants to know, whom do you trust?
Who
do you put your belief in? Who do you look up to? It's key to God. So he said, Jacob,
I
will bless you. I will give you the land. But I will not leave you until I accomplish the purpose. Jesus Christ said to the disciples, I give you power over serpents. To heal the sick. Preach the gospel. Do many things. But behold, I am with you always.
Now, so much
I am. I mean, God will give you independence, but one thing that he does not give to you is your self-protection. Protection is in the Lord. It's in the name of the Lord. He wants you to know that as you go out and as you come in, your life is in his hands. Your preservation is in his hands. Your protection is in his hands. God is faithful. His name is Elion Most High. The Lord is our fortress and our refuge and our hiding place. Where do you go in time of trouble? Victory. What's the opposite of victory? Victory or defeat come in three realms. Number one, in the realm of the mind. Number two, in the realm of the eye. And number three, in the realm of the spirit. Think about it. Don't forget my preamble. I said, God gives us free will. But when it comes to fellowship and relationship with you, he doesn't toy with it. He doesn't joke with it. He doesn't compromise. Number two, when it comes to your preservation and protection, God wants you to rely on him. Hey, America, are you hearing me?
America for Montiabiana.
All your advancement.
And
your bombs.
And in your mouth,
see what coronavirus has done.
Shania Corona, I am.
Italy, can you hear me?
Italy for Montiabi.
With all your development.
Nia and Pempersomakodu, I won't put to a win.
That's how people are dying and you have no control.
Shasani and you to me, I want to say, Kukwa, Montiabina.
The Italian Prime Minister made a speech. He said, now. He's tired. He has done what he has to do. He has left the rest into the hands. He said he has come to his wit's end.
Italy, my penis, why are you
not money? Technology. Hey, kabusa li alabo kenya.
Wamusika, any fidia yina etino, asi oni biyo abetu miya biyom. Baby, akodi ni wajamu.
Coronavirus brought China. You know what is China? China is a developed industrial country. Today, data. Data, 5G data is centered in China. The universities they have, technology university, technical university, medical universities, China. Virus brought them to their knees. They are still quarantined. They are trying to come out. They are not trying to recover. Hey, please, in time of trouble, whom do you call? Who do you trust?
Emra semato na bibida so no why na ofra no na why na ojinidi.
Oh Jesus. Spain, can you hear me?
Spain who tell me na Spain for?
Yesterday Mama Rita and I, we called our friends in Italy, the churches that we have relationship and partnership with, and we are trying to encourage them, and then they speak one tree which is powerful, and I've been speaking the tree throughout. The Mama Rita ne ka say namu ti say de wo me say Mama Rita onyame kuremu. Onyame kuremu.
Yeah.
Oh, so powerful.
Yeah.
Onyame kuremu. I don't know how I can say it in English.
God is still holding on. Holding hands.
God is
David not
oh, see, Eradi kuremu.
Eradi kuremu. God is still holding it.
God is holding the situation.
Yes, God is holding.
He has the whole world in his hands. Come on. He has the whole world in his hands. He's
got the whole world in his hands.
He's got the whole world
in his hands.
Oh,
he's got the whole world in his hands.
Come on, talk to somebody. Hallelujah. God is holding the situation.
He got the whole world. He has the whole world.
Let me just wrap up. You win a war or you receive defeat in your mind. The
10
spies, when they saw the giants, and they saw their fortified cities, then they said, Moses, we cannot fight these people. We are already defeated. They haven't fought the war, but they have already lost the war. Where? They lost the war in their mind. I give you victory in your mind.
Yes.
I release victory. You won't lose this war. Shout yes.
Yes. And this is how you go watch him with David. As I said, Kunim Dia is Christ on time, and Kunim Dia is your Radin time, and Kunim Dia and Albedi.
You haven't fought the war.
Uncle Akuno.
And you are already announcing defeat.
And Okata was a wedding Kugu at
the other. The lockdown has not started.
Yes, simple say about the two near
me. You have already said that you die in your room. You will never die in your room.
What I said, Cassandra, the Mungu, the Biaraja.
The angel of the Lord will visit you always and put food on your table.
Hallelujah. Amen.
He's got the whole world. He's got the whole
world in his hands.
Come on, clap your hands. He's got the whole world
in his hands. He got the whole world.
Sometimes you can win a war or lose a war in your eyes.
I said, and when
we saw them,
we
were like grasshoppers in our own sight.
We were
grasshoppers in our own.
What are you
seeing in this time of war?
In the time that you walk with me, then I also.
Are you seeing defeat or victory?
Now, who can you be another Google?
Death or life?
And tell and quite another one.
Hope or failure?
And in that, so another will be saying.
If you think you are defeated in your mind,
so
you
say, what you know, what you
the defeat will manifest. And if you feel defeated in your eyes,
so you say, what you know, when you
and in your ears,
and
because of what you see and what you hear,
and when you
are finished.
And then
comes my exhortation to doubting Thomases, those who don't believe spiritual things.
Now, you
win a battle or lose a battle in the realms of the spirit. Caleb said, let's go at once. We have defeated them. Based on spiritual antecedents. Number one antecedent. God delights in us. There is a promise for us. We are going based on covenant and promise. No! We are going based on covenant and promise. Spiritual things. Why do you think God will create you and give you free will and independence and you are not accountable to him? You will be accountable to God how you exercise your faith. You will.
Sani odi wo jide po ya juma no ubebu hu akunta we urade anim adie bia no de ama wa huye bia no ubebu hu akunta.
America call for national prayer.
America for friends of mining na mompaye.
Ghana call for national prayer.
Ghana say mining na mompaye.
I am here to hear Italy calling for national prayer.
Me pese me ti say Italy for so say wo mu nyina be bompaye. Me nti e no.
Kaya bosika goni aleya. We have already defeated them because in the realms of the spirit, you see them very protected, but God has already removed their protection. In the realms of the spirit, you see them as giants. But I see them as workers of our farmland. They will work and put bread on our table for us. You see fearful giants.
What do you say?
But I see testimonies in the giants. You see death. But I see testimony. You see nothing. But I see the glory of God. Oh, come on now. Battles and victories or defeats can be won or can be received in the realms of the spirit. And today I'm taking you to the blood of Jesus. Today we are going to the name of Jesus. You are going to call upon God. You are going to say to God, God, there are others who are running away, but I will not run away because of who you are. Others are panicking. But I will be still and I will stand and I will see the salvation which the Lord my God will bring to me today. For the coronavirus that I see today, tomorrow I will see them again, no more forever. Shout a big amen in the house.
Amen. Media mentioned my name when I can say para para. Me rather no edit kunim dear baba. As I said, Sakurona Muna and Otina and Nayako, me who won't be him.
And I see themselves as grasshoppers.
And profobi no more who was there. And to maybe no.
No solution.
Our money assembly.
Of course, there's no scientific solution.
No kuremu, our body munas,
so we are grasshoppers before the coronavirus.
And to a corona animo, you're done to me.
No vaccine. So we are grasshoppers. Before them. But if we are grasshoppers before them, they too they are grasshoppers before our God. If they are bigger than us, we too we have a God who is bigger than them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And because of that, we will say, why shall me bother?
Okay. Okay.
Me Come and worship him. Take the anointing oil. Take the blood. The blood is about to speak for you. Break your bread, you go, and the biscuit.
You are bored or any biscuit, no?
Give them to your family. Your friends.
And I'm before no more in the no.
The churches that are worshiping with me, the pastor, please break the bread and distribute them. Families, lift up the bread. Say, this is the body of Christ.
This is the body of Christ.
As I eat this bread.
For life.
For resurrection.
For glory.
For power.
I am also eating every giant.
That is threatening my survival. And the survival of the world.
We eat them as bread.
And we overcome and we prevail. What Jesus Christ did mo.
Me di abodo ise to me. Media bodo isa adie bia na sori atia me no me di se ne nipa akete anasa atentefo a wo mo asase no me di wo mo se abodo e wo yesu din mo di abodo no
eat in the name of Jesus.
Di abodo no be bia wo bia anasa biscuit no ni abusiafo na namfo.
Take the water or your Fanta or your Coca-Cola or your non-alcoholic wine or your apple cider or your whatever liquid drink that you have. We are turning it into the blood. The blood secures our salvation in Christ. And this is the blood that unifies us with God. Not only salvation, it gives us also eternal life, so that we know that when Jesus Christ appears now, we are going with him because of the blood. Somebody scream and say, the blood. I didn't hear you shout at home and say, the blood.
The blood.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the blood also preserves and protects you. It's our protection. It is our hiding place. When coronavirus is working in the atmosphere and in the air, wherever they are, when we get there, the blood will cleanse. The blood will clean. We shall observe all the protocols. We shall wash our hands. We will allow social distancing. We will stay at home and we won't go out if it's unnecessary to go out. We shall observe all the directives. But in the midst of it, our faith is in the blood of Jesus. Drink the blood and apply the blood. Hallelujah. The story is told of somebody who was just coughing and then went to hospital, and then by the time they were checking the cough, they discovered that he also had leukemia, cancer of the blood. The leukemia was hiding in the cough. We shall observe all the protocols, but we don't know where corona will be hiding at any time. But wherever they are hiding, when we get there, the blood will defeat them. Oh, I said the blood of Jesus will defeat them. Shout yes!
Yes!
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Peace FM, you can sign off right now. And then Facebook, remain there. Powerline TV, remain. Twitter, remain. And if you are on Peace FM and you want to just switch on and then join us for the next 15 minutes, 10:30, I will be closing this service. Lift up your hands wherever you are. Let's worship God.
Sorry, Arati.
Let's worship him because of the blood. Apply the blood. Your ears and your forehead. This week we shall be coming your way.
Now what you have said about with Tabio?
Since this crisis started, we have spent 2 weeks with you already.
Yes, sir, Corona. See, anyone did the premier in the dark.
We will not run away from you.
Yes, you need free with the beer.
We will not relinquish our assignment to preach the gospel and to bring you hope. And to release the word with power for healing and for deliverance. We won't stop. And we thank God for technology. The same technology that has brought us problems. We will still use the technology to bring the gospel. Lift up your hands. Oche wonyina, make a joyful noise. Come on.
Oche wonyina.
If you know any other God, keep quiet.
Jesus.
If you don't have any other God,
no, no.
Come on.
Oche wonyina.
We shall fall prostrate before our God. Because of who he is.
Yes, sorry, no.
Yeah,
holy word, long preserved for our walk in this world.
It is our fervent prayer that this message will have an effect on your life and will lead you to the place where you belong. Royal House Chapel International, touching our generation with the power of God. God richly bless you.
Ancient words will guide.